Well, ahead of the Jobs and Skills Summit, which takes place in Canberra this week, the Greens are urging the Albanese government to impose a nationwide rent freeze for 2 years, saying the rental affordability issue should be elevated to National Cabinet. Now, I'm not against elevating the issue of rental affordability to National Cabinet, but I don't know that a rent freeze is the answer. Property expert Garth Davis said, while in theory a rent freeze sounds like a good idea, it's a property market disaster waiting to happen. He joins us now. Garth, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Thanks for having me.
What do you think the result of a rent freeze will be?
Well, the property investors have had a hard time, like most people, during COVID, and the property investors have already had to put up with a rent freeze already, which they did, and most sort of took on the chin and understood the circumstances. But coming back again, the environment is very different now for a property investor, and they've got a massive jump in interest rates, which they've had to manage their investment with. They have property prices cooling in Sydney and Melbourne, so from an investor's perspective, the value of their investments is coming down. The cost of holding that asset is going up. There's been a whole lot of changes in the Tenancy Act reforms around the country. So, there's a lot that the investors are sort of having to put up with at the moment, and having to have put a freeze on their rent for the next 2 years is just going to push them over the edge.
Garth, you've suggested that the real solution is to increase rental supply, and that's pretty obvious that that needs to happen. But won't that effectively have the same impact as a rent freeze? Because, I mean, if there is more supply out there, rents will effectively either come down or stay where they are just through normal market forces, won't they?
Yeah, look, the problem with it, Stephen, is that the governments have stuffed up here and very poor planning regarding the supply. So the challenge is, even if we say today, right, let's increase the supply, that's going to take 12 months to 24 months. So it's really a medium-term to long-term solution, and the solution is around the supply. Considering also that at the summit they're going to be holding this weekend, that they are looking at massive skilled migration, potentially up to 200,000 people nationwide. So we're going to have more people coming in, and there are certain states where there's no properties literally to buy and there's no properties to rent. So there's quite a lot to be sorted out at the moment. The governments are also need to fast track what's called a build to rent scheme. So where they go to big developers and basically they build the apartments or a mini estate where it can only be rented out. And the government is trying to get a lot of superannuation funds sort of directed for that kind of cause. So that would be a good solution.
Why don't developers already do that?
Well, most of the developers are in the industry to their risk is to build the property and to try and offload at a profit. So they look at more of a buy and resell. Whereas the holding is a different ball game. It's not their niche business to hold the properties long term and rent them out. So with some change in some government tax and things like that, to make it an incentive for builders, developers, superannuation funds to build and hold these properties, that's basically what's happening in these summits and these discussions at the moment.
So you need institutional investors to do it rather than individual developers?
Yeah, well, look, it's both sides. The government needs social housing, they need these build-to-rent schemes, and they also need the mum and dad investors to be able to keep buying properties to rent out. So this is the problem. Putting a rent freeze on is really going to hurt the mum and dad investor. There tends to be a theory out there that property investors are these big, very lavish and wealthy people, but 80% of property investors in Australia are mum and dad investors on household incomes combined of 120,000. And what they're doing is they're just trying to buy the investment properties as part of their superannuation plan. And these are the people that are basically going to get hurt, because with a rent freeze, what's going to happen is there's no way that they can actually help with the supply of rental properties. So what's going to happen is a rent freeze is going to come on. People are just going to say, right, we've had enough. We're going to sell these properties, particularly in Melbourne and Sydney, where prices are cooling. you know, what's the point of holding and on a fixed rent if the values are not going to go up? And also what will happen is some people will say, look, with this political interference happening in the market, we'll take them out of the long-term rental market of 6 to 12 months, and you'll see a lot more properties move to the Airbnb space or the short-let space because it has less regulation and less less chance of governments interfering and telling them what they can rent them for and how much to rent them for. It really needs to operate on a free market basis and let the market determine what rents and prices should be.
Garth Davis, appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
All the best. Garth Davis is a real estate and property expert. I think he makes a lot of sense there. 6255 1206 is the number.